Hello, hello, hello. We are here, we are here, we are here. This is Gloria and Sylvia with another edition of Karma Talk. And today, we're going to be talking about our predictions and our advice for 2018. A lot of you have been writing in, Gloria and Sylvia, we want to know what's going to happen. What do you think? What should we do? Because, you know, people, they're looking for advice. So we decided, we cherry-picked the best of the questions, and we're going to offer them here with our answers. So get ready, all right? The first one is, Gloria and Sylvia, what can we expect in 2018? All right, what you can expect in 2018 is that the chaos is going to continue. Why? Because people don't know whether to wear bell bottoms or peg pants. All right? Everyone's confused. It's sort of an anything goes, catch as catch can situation. Nobody knows where the hemline should fall either. All right? Gone are the days where people knew, oh, we're in a mini skirt period. Now we're in a maxi skirt period. Now we're in a midi skirt period. No. The hemlines are fluctuating up and down like the stock market, and people are in a state of insanity. All right, it's keeping them up at night. They don't know what to wear. There's nothing to hang on to, and it's only going to get worse. That's what we're seeing for 2018. Now, the next question that came through from listeners was, Gloria and Sylvia, what can you tell us is going to be new in the UFO disclosure movement in 2018? And our prediction is that the world is going to find out that Melania Trump is an alien. Everybody thinks that she had plastic surgery, but the fact is that that's how the people look on her planet. All right, the next question that a listener wrote in with was, Gloria and Sylvia, how can I lighten things up in 2018? Our answer is, stop wearing black, okay? Because it just drags you down. It's a lower vibrational color. It does nothing for anybody. We know that everybody is so attached to wearing black, especially in New York. We're trying to get our points across over there in our homelands, but no two people are prophetesses in their own lands, unfortunately, and they're not listening. But for anybody out there who has a head on your shoulders, stop wearing black, all right? Mix it up a little. There's so many other colors of the spectrum. Why wear something that is a lower vibration? The other part of the answer is, contrary to popular opinion, black does not go with everything, okay? Black goes with black. Maybe gray, maybe white, but it doesn't go with any of the other colors. If you wear it with another color, you're going to drag it down. You've got to start having a little bit of imagination, people, all right? The females of planet Earth, we are appealing to you in 2018 to mix it up. Now, the other problem that we're noticing that's only getting worse is that there are many women who have a sense of style, and so they decide, all right, I'm going to get a really nice top or a kind of a dress that has nice colors. It's from India. It's got a pattern on it. It's very, very colorful. It says, I am spiritual. And then what happens? they decide to wear black pants under it. Oh my God! And especially when it has the zip up with the snap at the waist, it's mom jean on top of it all. Don't do it. If you're gonna wear a nice kind of new age interesting top, you gotta have something on the bottom. And if you don't have the imagination to dress the lower half of your body as good as the upper half, don't even get started, because you're gonna get in over your head and you're gonna end up needing to get a session with Marguerite to straighten it out. So we're saying, don't wear black, mix it up, have a little imagination. All right? Okay. The next question that came in from listeners was, Gloria and Sylvia, what new things can we expect in the realm of spiritual healing in 2018? And what we are predicting is the creation of a new 12-step group. It's called TA, 12 Steps Anonymous, and it's for people who are addicted to 12-step groups. All right? And you know who these people are. They're running around. They are on the calls with their sponsors 24/7. They're going to meetings every night of the week. They don't have any other form of a life. And they're totally and completely addicted. And so this group is going to help in a number of ways. It's going to help them get rid of the addiction. And second of all, it's going to allow them to consolidate all of the other activities and groups into one. So that finally, they're going to be able to start going out, going to movies again, getting together with friends, and starting to be able to see the blue skies. All right, so that's what's on the horizon, TA. The next question that came in is, Gloria and Sylvia, how can I find my beloved in 2018? And our answer is, stop looking and start getting into what we call the three B's: bingo, bowling, and bocce. All right? Now, we have given this advice to Marguerite since she doesn't want to come back to New York and find a nice Jewish man. She wants to stay out in California. So we're saying, go either to bingo, bowling, or bocce, and you're going to see what's going to happen, because these are totally meaningless activities at which you could go, let your hair down, have fun. You don't have to think about everything or anything at all. And there's people there. All right? They got a range of ages, and you never know who you might meet. That's our advice about meeting the beloved in 2018. Okay. The next question is, Gloria and Sylvia, how can I find more happiness in 2018? And our response is, well, we would have suggested to go out and smell the roses, but if you haven't noticed, the roses don't smell anymore. All right? They've taken that away from us, so there's nothing you can do with that anymore. So we think that the other part of the answer is pretty obvious to everyone, which is just to gorge on chocolate, all right? Now, some of you are highfalutin people like Marguerite. You're getting into cacao. All right, you know, cacao, it's not chocolate. It's organic. It doesn't have sugar. It comes from Ecuador. We're saying whatever it is, just eat it. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to lift your mood. And that's how you're going to get happier in 2018. All right? So that is some of our predictions and our advice for the coming year. We hope that that you are starting off your new year with some new resolutions. Maybe you're going to take us up on some of this advice. And for now, this has been Gloria and Sylvia with Karma Talk. And you know what we say, keep laughing. Bye-bye.